Hello, my name is Ann Tolman. I have been a physical therapist for 33 years, and I'm currently the rehab department manager for San Juan Regional Medical Center. I'm happy to report that I've worked for SJRMC for nearly 25 years. I'm also the mother of six, three of whom I raised, as well as the three amazing humans that my children married. But my greatest blessing, I have to say, are my eight grandchildren. I have been invited to share about a recent adventure. About 2 months ago, I returned from a month-long pilgrimage with my 85-year-old uncle, which included backpacking about 250 miles through Portugal and Spain. This particular type of pilgrimage is called the Camino de Santiago, and literally thousands of people walk these routes every year for a variety of personal reasons. I have to say this kind of adventure was very new to me and also very needed to be able to disconnect from my, quote, normal world and reset and renew was such a boon to my soul. And as thoroughly enjoyable as that trip was in retrospect, I have done quite a bit of adventuring recently in smaller and more frequent doses. About 2.5 years ago, due to some life events and among a global pandemic, as you all know, I moved from Colorado to Farmington, happily giving up a 45-minute work commute. Prior to the move, the primary thing I would do in the Farmington area was work and basic shopping. At that time, and many times since, I've admittedly needed some positive and productive distractions. And I have learned that self-care is kind of a buzzword, but I think it's often undervalued. And for me, I found it in all kinds of adventures that I hadn't really recognized or taken the time to do before, probably over the last 20, 30 years. Most of the ones I went on this last couple of years have been very close to home, where I discovered the sometimes hidden beauty of the four corners. And I'm going to share a few of the adventures I've been on and perhaps inspire you to do the same. So I often walk the San Juan College Trail, and this past spring, I discovered there are many, many, many flowers that bloom here in Farmington. So many that I've started taking pictures of them, and I'm planning on making a collage. It was kind of like an epiphany to realize all I have to do is look and notice, and I will find something beautiful. I like to hike. A few that I've particularly enjoyed out on the Bisti, if you're familiar with the area, there are many trails, and I've enjoyed some of those, as well as there's a Hermosa Trail up near Durango, and there's a Lake Eileen hike that is fairly rigorous. It's near Vallecito, and the Cox Canyon Arch, there's a hike up to it that's a nice, challenging hike, and it's just outside of Farmington. I've also taken a few Jeep rides out through the glades in Farmington on trails that are sometimes called mini Moab. And if you've ever been to Moab on any of those obstacles, you'll know what I mean. I'm personally not that adventurous as to take on some of the bigger obstacles, but it has been fun to get close and then drive the ones that were more reasonable for me. I've loved kayaking. Navajo Reservoir and Farmington Lake have easily become my local favorites. There's just something about being around the water that soothes me. And I have to brag a little bit about our Farmington parks. They are the most well cared for and beautiful parks I've ever seen, truly. And if you haven't frequented the river trail, so there's Berg and Boyd and Animas parks included in those, with the beautiful all season walking or cycling trails that go for literal miles, you're missing something wonderful. I have spent many hours on those trails. I've been out to the Aztec and Salmon ruins and have thoroughly enjoyed experiencing some of the ancient dwellings and history of the Native Americans here. Those two ruins are both less than 30 minutes from my house. And let's talk about Shiprock. It's not the town, the Shiprock. If you want an adventure to see one of nature's more fascinating structures, get in your four-wheel drive anything and drive out to the base of that volcanic wonder. It truly is otherworldly, and I learned that the legend has nothing to do with the ship. I've gone to Chaco Canyon, another Native American history experience, and to walk among those dwellings and consider a much different way of life than my own, honestly, has been a gift. And although a little farther away, I have enjoyed some of the attractions in Albuquerque, the Sandia Tram. And if you are afraid of heights like me, it was truly a tummy-tingling adventure, but pretty exhilarating. I've been to the symphony orchestra featuring Tchaikovsky, which is outside of what I've ever done before, and the botanical gardens, just to name a few. In conclusion, in my life, I've come to appreciate the need to renew, and especially over the last couple of years with all of the things we've all had to deal with. That renewal can come in many ways, and for me, frequent small adventures truly do feed my soul. I'm currently looking for my next one. How about you? Thank you very much for listening. May we all enjoy a life of adventure, no matter how that may look.